Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Whew, already a big day. Getting a lot of news just left and right. I suppose this is where we are now. It's every day. A game can get canceled or postponed, and then who knows. But we're switching gears. We had some great news yesterday seeing some of the local matchups for the University of Northern Colorado, so I want to get into that. Joining me now, UNC head men's basketball coach, Coach Steve Smiley. Coach, my friend, it's always great to get you on the show.
I appreciate being here, Brady. How you doing?
You know, we're hanging in there, man. I mean, let me ask you, when you see news, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but we're hearing reports right now. We're going to confirm CSU-UNLV football game might be canceled this weekend. We're trying
really?
To, yeah.
Oh,
so when you see that or you hear that, what does that do to your brain? Do you kind of go, oh, boy, this could apparently it can just happen at the drop of a hat?
Yeah, I think you just kind of feel that way that, you know, for us, kind of watching how football is going, a lot of people are going through those pauses. And I think for us, like, what I try to remind myself, like, I think right now, Division I basketball, there's give or take 25 or 30 teams that are on a pause, like a 14-day quarantine, something like that. That's not good. But I think, too, sometimes what gets reported is all the negative stuff, which is rightfully so, but you know, there's 357 Division I teams, and so that would mean there's over 300 teams still practicing. So I'm trying to keep myself in that positive.
True,
you know,
that's
mindset.
A great point.
But at the same point, it is. I mean, every time you take a weekly surveillance test in terms of a COVID test, I know my anxiety goes through the roof, and I can only imagine what our players go through. So you know, you see it where this football game gets canceled, this gets canceled. And again, these are, you know, right in our backyard, you know, CSU or CU or Wyoming. Obviously, our football team doesn't play till the spring. But you see things going on all over the place, and it really does, you know, kind of get to you a little bit. You think, geez, you know, what are we next? Like, when is this going to happen to us? You start kind of, you know, doubting a little bit, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no question about it. But that's a great point. You know, trying to look at the positive side and do the little things that you can control. And I know you guys have done just an absolute tremendous job of taking all the necessary precautions. Coach, one of the reasons I want to talk to you about a couple of things, seeing the schedule
sure.
kind of start to take shape. I'm excited for next Friday. That's the biggest one for me right now. But seeing Colorado State, seeing DU there, I mean, this is a great interstate test. I love it because
yeah.
I think it helps the state of, or I think it helps basketball in the state of Colorado.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think we've announced, what, 5 of our 7 non-conference games. We'll have a full 27-game schedule, and that includes 20 Big Sky games. And the NCAA allows us to have a total of 27. So you got 7 non-con. I believe we've announced, you know, kind of the 5 you mentioned. We got the tournament in Kansas City, which will be 2 games. And then right after finals week, that's when we have, in that order, CSU, CU, DU, 3 games in 5 days. And for us, it's going to be a great challenge. They're all on the road this year. But, you know, I think for us and for our team, we need to go through those battles and through those trials to figure out where we're at before league play starts. So I think it's great. I think it's a really, really cool thing.
Yeah, and I love it for the fans. It's so much fun. I mean,
yeah.
We want to keep growing basketball throughout the state of Colorado, and what better way to do it? Because I've talked about this on the show quite a bit, Coach. All 3 programs, talking just Northern Colorado, really, and DU is a fine program too, but CSU, CU, and of course you guys, all 3 movers and shakers the last few years on the basketball side of things. So I think that getting them together, hopefully it's a regular thing, but we'll see. But I think that's so great for the state.
I think it is too. You know, I think it's great for, you know, for our guys. I mean, you're right. I mean, the last, you know, several years, there's been a lot of success in the state at this college level. But like in our situation, like I told our guys, like, you know, all that success is past. And this is a new team, a new season, a new coach, a new staff. And, you know, we kind of got on our guys last night on a meeting and said, listen, we haven't improved anything. And so we've got to understand that. But I do think that, you know, it's a lot of excitement with some programs that have had some very good success in the past several years. And I think it's a great thing for our state.
We're talking to UNC head men's basketball coach Steve Smiley. Coach, how does that process work? You know, I joke about it, but I can't imagine what you guys are going through because, you know, we had the conference schedule up a while ago, but you're still working on it a week before you start play. So I know that's got to be absolutely nuts for you. But what does that process look like for you, especially, you know, talking with Colorado State, Colorado and DU?
Yeah, I think when everything kind of blew up, I mean, we all had schedules a long, long, long time ago that were done. I mean, really, if not a year in advance, at least 6 months in advance. And then when COVID hit and everyone's schedules and the start date was November 25th, it just, everything changed. We all had to go back to the drawing board and really what you're trying to do in the idea of getting as many games in as you can, you're trying to really minimize risk. I mean, everything right now with what's going on with COVID and the positivity rates and the surges and the spikes, you're trying to be as smart as you can. And luckily, we are in a state that has several Division I programs. So I think that's where the idea came out of, okay, you know, just in terms of geography, it's probably in all of our best interest if we can find a date. And that's not always possible, but if we can find a date to get in a bus and go play where you can drive there and drive back in the same day, you can eliminate flights, you can eliminate hotels. You can eliminate as much risk as possible. And so I think that's where the big idea of it was. Now, we've always played DU, and, you know, last year they were at our place, so this year we're at their place. That kind of flip-flops every year. But the ability to, the opportunity, I guess, to play CSU and CU, just a great opportunity. And it just made sense to do that. You know, we're all hoping to get as many of these non-conference games in as possible. And going back to your initial kind of comment on the football thing with things canceling, I think the idea is that if we do get cancellations in games for either side or whatever, that because it's so close and local, there's a chance to maybe get that game rescheduled at a later date. That's the hope, at least.
Yeah, that's a great plan. So, Coach, again, there's more to add. Is that correct? There's a few more games you guys are looking at?
Two more games to add. I think we're at 25 now. And to be honest, the other two, they're done. We're just finalizing contracts and crossing the T's and dotting the I's on both sides. So as soon as those are done, those will get announced as well. But we should have the final 27 games done. And it is wild, you know, talking to different coaches in Division I basketball. So many coaches aren't even close to having 27 games. A lot of schools don't even have games on the opening weekend yet. They're just trying to find them. And so I do think we're in a pretty good position, starting with the fact that our league went back to 20 games. That was the biggest thing to start with and then building around it. But we have a pretty good idea of what we're doing so long as the contract's finalized and we're good to go. But, you know, we're very close now.
Coach, is it, you know, now, I mean, we're getting close to almost a week and a half away from that very first game, Southeast Missouri State. As you mentioned, the tournament portion of this schedule, so you guys will start, you know, quickly next weekend. I mean, how difficult is that? You know, in a regular season, it's difficult preparing for a basketball game, getting practices in, getting rolling.
Yeah.
But you're building a schedule, you're dealing with COVID situations, so you've got all of your regular stuff that keeps you going 24/7. Then you add this on top. Game preparation, I mean, how do you feel that's going for you guys heading toward next Friday afternoon?
Yeah, I think in the big picture it's going good. You know, we've had to modify our schedule a few times and it kind of just going back to, you know, understanding kind of what the COVID world is and contact tracing and things like that. And luckily for us, we've really been able to avoid shutdown so far. But you look at your weekly schedule and you got to kind of modify things. You know, you don't have to, but we have in the sense of, you know, sometimes we go in small groups where the guys don't interact. And the theory of that being that if for some reason, you know, someone got positive, if they weren't around the other teammates for 48 hours before, maybe the whole team doesn't get shut down. It's just, there's all these little things you got to think of. It's not normal, but what we're trying to do is put the best plan together to give us the best chance to start the season on time in Kansas City. So, you know, I think we're in the big picture probably in a good spot with our overall preparation. That being said, you know, doing some inter-squad scrimmages recently, there's a lot we got to work on. We're not where I kind of thought we were going into some of that inter-squad scrimmage type of situation, but we've learned from it. We know what we need to kind of, you know, adjust, improve on. But there's still a lot of room to go. And, you know, part of this being a new staff, me being back at, you know, head coach for the first time in, I guess, 6 or 7 years. And so I got to get reps, too. I got to get my feet wet. We got to get organized that way. So we're trying to simulate games as much as possible so that when we do get a chance to play – next Friday that we don't have all the first game kind of, errors that could arise.
We're talking to UNC men's basketball coach Steve Smiley. Coach, I like the preseason polls because I get to talk about stuff. You know, I get to get on here and complain and stuff. How do you feel about it? I had Bodie on last week, and of course Bodie says the right things. He's like, nope, you know, we just got to let our playing prove it and see what happens. I was shocked, though, to be real honest with you. The coaches poll has you guys at 5. The media poll has you at 3. Maybe that's more realistic because Eastern Washington, Montana, Northern Colorado, I think it's a toss-up. Do you talk about that? Do you think about that? Do you even care about it?
You know, I mean, I'd rather have a good result in the postseason poll than the preseason poll. And so, I think as a coach, you don't really worry about it too much. But, I mean, I would also be lying if I didn't say that I saw those polls. I mean, you know, we all helped to vote in those polls, and you look at them. And it's fine. At the end of the day, you know, you look at it. I gave our guys an example last night. You know, there was a team in our league several years ago that was a landslide favorite to win the league, and fast forward, 4, 5, 6 months later, and they finished in dead last. And so, at the end of the day, does it really matter? No, but you know, you could use it for motivation. You always want to have that kind of respect to your peers, I guess. But still, at the same point in time, we shouldn't have to where we're at with so many returners and upper class. We shouldn't have to, you know, use the motivation of a preseason poll to get our guys going. We should be, I think, more locked into just trying to concentrate on us and what we can do to get better. So, yeah, I mean, I see him. Whether it's good or bad, I mean, it just kind of is what it is. And I think that, you know, for us right now, it's other people's opinion. And at the end of the day, you know, we're going to play games and see where it goes from there.
Yeah, well, we started up again next Friday. Looking forward to it. Coach, you have that depth chart set or getting close to it anyway. But, man, when I was at practice last 2 weeks ago, I'm hoping to get there this Friday. The one thing that kept sticking out to me was depth, because I kept seeing guys that I knew were talented. Obviously, the Matt Johnsons and Bodie Humes and everything I've heard from Dalen Kuntz. Then there's other guys I'm looking saying, holy cow, I mean, these guys could be just as much a part of that starting lineup. That is one of the fun things that I love about watching what you have to do, Coach, is figuring out who gets those minutes, how they get those minutes, how that's all worked out.
Yeah, no, that's the I think the blessing and the curse with this team that, you know, we got 16 guys, we're healthy, with this 0-year idea, no one's going to redshirt, so it sounds great to have 16 guys, but, you know, it's hard to play more than, you know, 7, 8, 8.5 guys. You can't play 12, 13 guys, so if you do the math and you're playing 9 guys, you're going to have 7 guys that could play that aren't playing, and that's a real chemistry challenge, and I think that's what we're going to have to fight. But on the flip side of that, you know, with our guys saying, listen, like, don't get into the first game and all of a sudden, you know, you're surprised at what your role is. Like, right now is the time to try to be carving out that role. This is the final stretch before we get to games. And roles can change mightily from the start of the year to the end of the year. But it's great to have the depth. I feel really good about it. I'm very, impressed with our young guys and all of our new guys, our 7 new guys, on how far along they are. That's really made us say, okay, this is a good problem, but it's a problem. We're gonna have to figure this out. So, yeah, just the guys have a few more practices, you know, to kind of, you know, burn into our memories where we think this depth chart should be at on day one, and then we'll kind of figure it out from there. But it's a challenge because some guys, for better or worse, haven't fully separated themselves. And, you know, depending on the day, you know, player A might look better than player B, and then the next day player C is better than player A, and it's just like, hey, at some point in time, we have to figure this out. So I feel good about it, but it's going to be a challenge.
Well, Coach, we can't wait to get this thing going. Again, we'll have those games here on KFKA. Hoping to get out to practice Friday. Coach, we really appreciate you doing this on short notice. A lot on your plate, and we'll let you get back at it.
Okay, sounds good, Brady. Thanks, man.
All right, Coach. That's UNC men's basketball coach Steve Smiley. It is a deep group, no question about it. You know, I'm trying to kind of place where I think this depth chart's going to go, but I obviously, you're going to have Matt Johnson and Bodie Hume, Kuor Jokuc is going to be right there in the mix. Guys like Jamel Melvin, you know, the freshman. I saw some good stuff out of him. Jason, the voice of the Bears, he's seen some great things out of him. Connor Creech is another name, another freshman. So the cool thing is, no matter how this season goes, which I think this season is going to be a very positive one for the Bears, there's a lot of young guys that are going to get, at some point, some meaningful minutes. But as Coach said, I mean, 16 guys, you're not redshirting anybody. So it will be kind of a challenge. And there's going to be guys that are sitting on the bench saying, well, I should be in there. That's going to be a test for them as far as how they can handle everything if they're not getting in initially. 49 minutes after the hour, we're still working to confirm the news here, but it looks like the CSU-UNLV game not going to happen at this point, so we'll get more of a confirmation there. I mean, I'm talking about CU-CSU Colfax, but I don't think that's realistic. I would be extremely shocked. I'd be pleasantly surprised if it happens. But again, neither one of them have a game set at this point. So I'm gonna work on getting some more confirmation there. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Steve Smiley, great guy. Great to have him on the program. That'll be our big interview of the day. You can check that out at 1310kfk.com or theholeshow.com. Power to Play Sports poll question is up at theholeshow.com. Should the Nuggets have gone all in to get Drew Holiday? Did they miss the boat? We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.